This place had a few friendly outdoor cats living out on the front porch, sleeping on some cushions on the bench. They were protected from the rain by a nice overhang and probably get to enjoy a lot of leftover scraps from the kitchen. The handle was an axe lodged into the wooden door, and the inside after dinner, we said goodnight to the kittens and headed back home. And early the next morning, we are flying out to Boston. Once we arrived, we got settled in our Airbnb and then explored some shops around Boston Common. There's this three-story antique bookstore called Brattle Bookshop that had been there since 1825. They had so many gorgeous old books, and all for much cheaper. And then we stopped by a tea shop and got strawberry and jasmine milk teas with tapioca pearls. Which we drank while strolling around downtown. The main street was full of cute boutiques and breakfast spots. I loved seeing all these ornate buildings with so much history. And this is steaming kettle outside of Starbucks. It's pretty cool too. I hadn't seen that before. We walked through the city until we got to